T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Okay, what a wild weekend this was when it comes to national news and legal stuff. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox one more time. And once again, you can get Mark back tomorrow, actually. Over the weekend, President Trump announcing that, was it a pardon or was, I guess he was commuting the sentence of Roger Stone. And, of course, that sets off everybody. So who to talk to about that? How about the senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Hans von Spakovsky? Hans, good to talk to you. It's been a while since you and I have chatted.
It is, Mike, but good morning.
Hello. And, okay, so when I saw that the president, the announcement came regarding Roger Stone, that came out on Friday night, Friday evening, and I thought, yeah, that sounds about right for an announcement like that, but it's not going to go away over the weekend. When you heard that news from a legal perspective, what were your thoughts? And then from a, I guess, an overall policy approach of the president, was this a smart move on his part?
Well, everyone needs to understand that commuting sentences, pardoning individuals is entirely within the prerogative of the president. There's only one limit on the powers, the pardon powers of the president on the Constitution. The only thing he can't do is pardon somebody who's being impeached. But other than that, he can do whatever he wants with this. And look, the way I looked at this is I kind of looked at it in perspective. You know, what did he do? Well, he commuted the sentence of an elderly, first-time nonviolent offender. I compared that to what Barack Obama did before he left office, where he literally commuted the sentence of hundreds of drug dealers, letting them back out on the street, or Bill Clinton, who, if you remember, pardoned an international fugitive, Mark Rich, after he gave huge amounts of money to the Democratic Party, and also pardoned a dozen unrepentant, dangerous Puerto Rican terrorists. And I don't seem to recall Nancy Pelosi expressing much concern over those pardons and commutations.
Yeah, that's true. I don't say normally I come up with a witty follow-up question, but yeah, no, that makes absolute sense. So let me ask you a little bit about elections as well. Push for mail-in voting on during the coronavirus pandemic. We've got that on the Missouri side here. I'm looking at your Twitter right now, and somebody is actually saying in North Carolina there were double votes. And does that have to do with mail-in ballots as well?
Well, yes, because if you're registered more than one and you're one of these states that is going to switch to an all-mail election, what they do in states with all-mail elections is they simply mail an absentee ballot out to every registered voter. Well, if you're mistakenly or illegally registered more than once in your state, guess what? You're going to get two or three ballots. And you'll be able to fill them out and mail them all back in.
Yeah, that's one of the questions that, at least on the Missouri side of our listening audience here, is that there's a temporary allowance for basically no-excuse absentee voting, but most people have to go get their ballot notarized, their signature notarized on their ballot. There's a few exceptions for people who don't have to do that. And that seems like a reasonable compromise to me for 1 year during the pandemic, and then things go back to normal. But some states, I guess it's Oregon and some others, are saying, no, let's just do everything by mail-in ballot. And the argument is, you know what, there really isn't any more voter fraud than there are in traditional in-person voting. Does that claim hold water with you?
Well, they don't have anything in place to detect fraud in a real way. And again, I'll give you a quick example of that. Some years ago, I was in Oregon at a meeting of national election officials, and the head of Oregon Elections was up there talking about how wonderful their system was and how they don't have any fraud. And an election official from another state leaned over to me and said, well, my sister-in-law lives in Oregon, and the last election she voted 3 times. And I said, well, how'd she do that? Well, she voted her ballot that she got in her mail. She forged her husband's signature and voted his ballot that they got in the mail. And she voted a third ballot because she was registered both under her married name and her maiden name. And Oregon had no idea that any of that had happened.
Yeah, because the ballots that were mailed back in matched the records that they had. So
yeah.
Under their records, everything was as it should have been.
That's right. And keep in mind, every primary that's been held in recent weeks, Wisconsin, D.C., Maryland, have had huge problems with there were big increases in absentee ballots, and they had huge problems because many voters didn't get their ballots in the mail in time to vote them. And if you think that's a problem now, wait till what'll happen if, in fact, they switch entirely to all mail balloting.
Yeah, I there are some election changes that I'm totally on board with. Some people say move it to the weekend, make it easier to vote. I have no issue with that, you know, obviously whatsoever. Even some people say make it a holiday. I'm not wild about the idea, but I just don't care. But the push for online and mail-in voting to me is basically begging for fraud and problems.
Yeah, and that's going on right now. Again, folks doubt that. Google what's happening in Paterson, New Jersey, where they've just suspended the results of their municipal city elections because apparently there was massive fraud. They decided to go to an all-mail election. They've already arrested 4 locals, and it looks like they were doing everything from stealing people's ballots out of their mailboxes to forging signatures on absentee ballots.
Wow. All right, Hans von Spakovsky, Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Always good to talk to you again, Hans. So heritage.org, and I guess we can find you on Twitter as well.
Yep, you sure can. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, Hans.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.